100 word stories.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Ooh, man, this is what a month. And we're just wrapping things up. So let me just go over the topic. It's a pick two for the 100 word stories weekly challenge. Corner, tiger, tie, please, encountered, obsolete, winter, and webcam. Y'all came up with a lot of good stories for this. I'm going to read the list of folks who sent stories in backwards. So, Planet Z, Dwayne, Alex is back. Hello, Dr. Alex. Norval Joe, Tura, Jeffrey, Serendipity, Tom, and Richard. And Planet Richard. So let's go ahead and hear all the stories, and I'll get back to you after we're done here. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Let the Leaf Fall Slowly. Cornered Tiger lifted his hand towards most honorable, obsolete Winter. Please, said Tiger. Winter floated to the center of the mat. They locked arms and pressed in fits and starts. The match went back and forth over the hour. Tiger ahead, then Winter ahead. Both encountered the raging chi of the other's particular form of deep power. The whole affair was produced on a shoestring budget. No high-def cameras, just two webcams that streamed it to a public server in Seoul. In the end, the match was a tie, but 50 million viewers rated the match a monumental success. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hi, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. A crowd gathered near the collapsed bridge. The front part of the truck was stuck on one side of the bridge, the back on the other. Icy pavement? Heads shook. Where's the driver? They checked security cams, interviewed witnesses, searched the truck. Nothing. So, no one was driving the truck. Elsewhere, monitors showed live images from the accident. A man adjusted the noose around the woman's neck. Let's get this tighter. She didn't last long. The man smiled. Improving his obsolete technological skills opened up a whole new world of possibilities. They would never catch him. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Dr. Alex from Seattle, Washington, with this week's challenge with the topic of Pick 2. Jeremy spent the last week preparing himself for battle, tweaking his blank stare after heeding advice from his webcam chat room buddies. He knew he was ready. Then he heard it. Let's play Family Feud! First to the podium and ready to face off it against an exquisite brunette named Sally. Little did Jeremy know that she had also prepared her with her leopard print slip under her pencil skirt. Jeremy, however, was not to be undone, for he had chosen well. His tiger striped bow tie that showed proudly. With a flick of his wrist, buzzer, answer, banana split, ding!
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com. And not of the YA Books podcast anymore. I posted episode number 99 last week, and that will be my last one. It was just getting too hard to find people to interview, and downloads had decreased regularly over the last couple months, so it just wasn't worth spending half my creative time in a week working on something that no one else was taking advantage of. So I will focus on other things. Obviously, I don't focus very much on my 100-word stories, or they'd be a whole lot better than they are. Anyway, here is my story for the weekly challenge number 614 with a pick two challenge. Barry was a proctologist, but not a very good proctologist. He paid bottom dollar for a failing practice in a low-income part of town. He refused to pay for any newer technology. In fact, he would typically use worn-out or obsolete tools unless he was cornered and threatened with a lawsuit. At one point, the ancient proctoscope that came with the practice finally gave up the ghost. Did Dr. Barry Pokenbottom shell out good money for a new one? Nope. Finding materials in a storage room, he tied a webcam to a broomstick and used that instead. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100-word story. And now, obsolete, please. The new GF-25 comes out tomorrow. Now, nobody likes hearing that their girlfriend is obsolete, but you have to keep up with technology. The 25 is smarter, faster, and has a pleasure rating of 89. I can't even imagine what that's like. I'll probably just take the trade-in, even though I could get more on Craigslist. I don't like answering all the questions about scratches and dents and performance problems. Teaching a new girlfriend is the only drawback. I wish you could download your likes and dislikes from the old one, but the GF-25 isn't compatible with old girlfriends.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. From the moment you encountered me, your fate was sealed. You knew it as well as I. Your death was inevitable, the only question: how you would eventually meet your end. I thought you deserved special treatment. Not for you, the quick, clean end brought about by piano wire, rope, or poison. Neither would you experience the sudden sharpness of cold steel or bullet to the head. I had something different in store for you. Call it poetic justice. Surrounded by your hunting trophies, shackled and bound, now the hunter had become the hunted. Time to release the tiger.
Tor Robert Zoino here, and for this week's pick two, I've chosen Encountered and Winter. The Dudelsack is native to the Jura Mountains. It is a protected species nowadays, but in times past it was hunted for its skin. Even then, they were rarely encountered, for they are secretive creatures, quick to flee from any disturbance. In winter, they hibernate in burrows they dig for the purpose. This was the season when Dudelsack hunters would search the hills for their secret dens and take advantage of their drowsiness to trap the prey without damaging its hide. It was chiefly prized for making alpine bagpipes, and this is why the German word for bagpipe is Dudelsack.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 614, and it's a pick two. My story today is called Fetish. Aviv's webcam was discreetly located in a corner of his bedroom, hidden by stuffed animals. Those who spotted the camera assumed Aviv enjoyed recording his amorous encounters. He was a minor celebrity, known mainly from advertisements. He would have no trouble inviting women to his place. Susan, a former conquest, who had noticed the webcam too late, hired a burglar to steal the footage. She didn't want her sighs and moans made public and thought the opportunity for blackmail too good to pass up. When the thief turned over a thumb drive, Susan was surprised. Aviv did indeed have a fetish. Again and again, the camera showed Aviv dressing in a suit and tie, arranging several stuffed animals around a child-sized table, enjoying tea with the animals. All except for the tiger, who didn't care for tea, and sat contemplating a glass of milk while Aviv chattered away. And that's my story for this week. Hope it's not too echoey in here. I am recording in my secret hideout, also known as my office, and it's a very high ceiling in here. Anyway, I will be back next week with another story.
Good morning, it's Richard, and I've two stories on this week's pick two topics. The first one I couldn't pick two, so I picked all of them and I'll let you pick two instead. Unusually for me, it's a poem, and it's called The Tiger on the Corner. The tiger on the corner I encountered yesterday told me to wear a tie if I wish to pass that way. Ties are not my thing, an obsolete old-fashioned style, but a detour would require me to walk another mile. I asked if he'd reconsider his demand, but his stare, cold as winter, underlined his command. He smiled a webcam smile, showing all his teeth, and a shiver passed right through me and led to my belief that I'd be tiger food if I pushed my luck that night. So, instead of turning left, I turned that corner right. And my second story is called Spank Me. "Please, tie me up," she whispered, "and spank me with a fresh haddock." It wasn't the most bizarre request she's made of me, but it was up there with the best of them. What really made it something out of the ordinary was the setting. Most previous escapades had taken place in the privacy of her own home, apart from one memorable experience at the local swingers club, but this was a first for both of us. The middle of McDonald's on a Wednesday afternoon. And where the hell was I going to find a fresh haddock in these surroundings? There you go. I'd love to say that second one was based on a true experience, but, well, maybe it was. I'll let you keep guessing. So until next time, keep guessing. Look after yourselves and goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Diana liked to point her webcam out the window and stream the scene in her backyard. The snow falling through the old willow tree, blanketing the ground in white. Every now and then, a bright red cardinal at the bird feeder. It was beautiful. People around the world watched her webcam's feed. So when the feed vanished, the discussion boards exploded in worry. What happened to Diana? And then, eventually, a final screen capture appeared. a girl in a nightshirt, hanging from a rope by her neck from the willow tree, and a knocked-over chair, half covered with snow.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic. Well, it's a pick two topic. You can go to the website for the list. One a day until the day I die.com. You'll also see an archive of all the stories. Almost 13 years of them, man. What are we doing? Also, all the text of the stories. Links if people sent them in to their websites. All that stuff. But most importantly, you'll see the next topic. Why not? So ask yourself why not, and you'll come up with a whole bunch of reasons, but I never seem to come up with any. That's why I've been doing this for almost 13 years. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of this podcast, whether you listen, create a story, record a story, or you just sit there staring at the screen. Hey, that sounds like my work day. Thank you, and as always, keep it brief.